Listen, you probably love listening to this podcast every single day with the daily episodes we drop. Well, we do have one other person that has more daily, bingeable, incredible stories just like us, and that is our good friend Jack over at Redditor. If you want more daily content with Reddit stories and other great things, go search Redditor, R-E-D-D-I-T-O-R, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm your wife, not your mom. My wife always says this to me, and I don't know how to respond. How can I make her see my side? Well, let's find out. This comes from user Oni Kem, who says, "Hey, everyone. So my wife, 32 female, and I, 34 male, have been together for about 18 years.
It's a while.
Long time, but have been arguing recently about the responsibilities within our marriage, and we can't seem to agree. I work full time, and my wife is a stay-at-home mother. We have two children. One is in school full time, and the other one goes to preschool 2.5 days a week. Recently, my wife has been sending me the stupid TikToks that say, 'Your wife is your partner, not your mom.' Gotta love those random TikToks, I guess.
We love when TikTok exposes the fragility of your marriage.
Gotta love it. And essentially, it boils down to men should help around the house, help with the kids, and pick up after themselves. And as a sentiment, I generally agree with." Let's see where OP's head's at. "This usually comes with a side of, 'You don't value what I do to look after the kids and plan everything, etc., etc.' Now, to be clear, I am not against helping out around the house and helping the kids to get to bed, brush their teeth, and cook meals. I do help with the stuff every day. I feel like all I do is work because the second I finish work, I have kids to help with because she has had them all day," quote unquote. "My position..."
So he is helping out.
He is helping out. And it seems that...
According to him,
she takes care of him during the day. He goes to work and then he comes home and she's like, "Take the kids now. I've had them all day." "My position is," OP says, "that she is right when she says kids are work and I can appreciate that after a day of being with them all day, she's probably tired of the kids. But I have also been at work all day too, and it isn't fair to expect me to be a sole parent as soon as I'm finished. Then there is the issue of housework. Our house is always a mess, which frustrates me when she complains about having to do all the unpaid labor of managing a household and looking after the kids. Do they split the finances?" That would be crazy.
Wait, like in terms of...
OP earns a living and gives his wife nothing.
No, I imagine they have like a shared bank account.
I would imagine so. "Because from my perspective, I go to work in a messy house and I finish work in a messy house. I work from home, go into my office for 8 hours, only coming out for the occasional coffee or snack, which means that 90% of my mess is contained to a room only I go in. Most days while I'm at work, she isn't even home."
What's she doing?
That's the question. Is there a conspiracy theory? ICU.
Cheating. She's cheating.
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 That is
cheating.
A conspiracy theory. "I feel that I am holding up my end of the bargain by working full time and then helping out with housework and the kids outside of that. But she isn't holding up her end of it by looking after the house and kids while I'm at work."
I wonder if those are these roles made explicit?
That is a great question.
Because I feel like implicit roles can quickly turn into like secret grudges held against each other.
Exactly.
You make the implicit explicit, I think it makes things better.
And I think now the wife is letting the TikToks speak for her and she's like, "I do not agree with the way that this is split up. I could understand that she wouldn't get as much done around the house on days when our youngest is home, but on days where she is at preschool, she takes it as an opportunity to quote unquote have a break and go shopping with her mom or go visit a friend. Whenever I bring this up or question how much effort she is putting in, I get, 'You don't appreciate me and I am not your mother.' I'm not saying that she should be waiting on me hand and foot as my personal maid, cook, and sex doll. Not that we ever have sex. Damn."
Ooh, I'm sensing problems.
Yeah.
I'm sensing some problems.
Something is
I'm sensing some amiss. Resentment. I'm sensing that the problems are deeper than the TikToks.
I think it is deeper than TikTok.
It is not the TikToks. It's not this one thing. There's systemic things.
Follow for more of this juice. "Because I'm the man and bringing home the bacon. I really hope I don't come across that way in the post, as that is really not what I am saying. But I am killing myself trying to do everything, yet am being told I am the problem for treating her like my mother because I am expecting her to do her part, which quick question. What exactly is she meaning when I am not your mom? Oh, like,
I think like cleaning up after you and stuff. But cleaning like up. If it sounds like she's not having to clean up after him, that would be a different thing.
Yes. I think cleaning her, she's saying cleaning up after him is cleaning up all the shared spaces that they all live in. Like, I don't want to clean all of this stuff. I am not your mom. Yes, that makes sense. But I'm killing myself trying to do everything, yet am being told I'm the problem for treating her like my mother because I'm expecting her to do her part. What can I do to help her see my side? And there is an update. But to answer the question, what can he do?
I think we have an issue of not knowing what the roles are.
Yes.
I think the roles are implicit. It's maybe like just defaulted to what the stereotypical gender roles are.
Yes.
And so I think you have to have a sit down talk and say like, hey, like, what am I bringing to the table? Mm-hmm. What are you bringing to the table? How can we make sure our home feels like our home and feels the best based on like what we both can do?
Like, for instance, there is 2.5 days where the youngest is at school. Could she take like one of those days? What do you think?
I'm just not sure where you're going with this.
She could take like one of those days, you know, to go visit friends and whatever else. Maybe the other days could help chip in with some other stuff. Like, I feel like there is some sort of middle ground here where they can come together. Then maybe OP can on some days take the kids after work, but then other days not take the kids. Well, it sounds like
he is taking the kids after work all the time.
As of right now. Yeah. Yes. But there seems to be a middle ground that is completely unventured.
And it feels like the main thing that he has upset with is the state of the house in terms of its cleanliness.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. But
also the kids after work, too.
Is he mad about that? I didn't get the sense that he was upset about that.
He said...
maybe he's resentful about that.
I think it's just that he's... Because
it felt like he was saying like, hey, like, don't you guys worry. I'm also helping take care of the kids. Like, I'm not just being a neglectful father. It felt like he was saying that more from a defensive point than an offensive point.
My interpretation was he's like, I love the kids, but sometimes I'm tired after work too. The same way that like, she's like, I'm tired after a day of watching them. And he's like, I'm tired after a day of work.
Right.
At times. But yeah, I think my interpretation was he does enjoy the kids and everything, but like, hey, maybe it's not totally fair to that we both do work.
Yeah.
They both have their respective works. And then he has to sometimes.
And ultimately, you just have to agree on what you both are going to do.
That's, I think, the big thing.
It is completely okay for a stay at home mom to not clean.
Yes.
If that is what is agreed upon.
Exactly.
If you have like someone to help clean the house, then that is okay. What's not okay is not communicating what those rules are.
Let's get off of TikTok and sit down at the table.
Sit down at the table and communicate.
Talk it out.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm about to talk out?
My communication is through TikTok and memes.
My creators get me so well, though.
My love language is DMing my hubby TikToks.
Yes. Don't hate on my love language. But I am going to give you the language of this update.
Which is Reddit. Reddit is my love language.
That is true. So, update number one. So a lot of people are saying that we need to sit down, smart people, and trying to look at things as a team. And I am totally on board for this approach and will let you know how it goes. Also, a few people dislike my framing of helping as it's my responsibility. Also, I agree. I use the term helping as that's the word that she uses when she says I need to do more to help around the house. Another lot of you either can't read or are refusing to believe that I actually parent my own children. I wake them up in the morning, make them breakfast every day. I get them dressed every day, take them to school 2 or 3 days a week. I know their teachers, all of their friends and their friends' parents' names. I know all their doctors, their allergies, none, thankfully. Well, I guess, you know, all none of their allergies. Great job. But still, I digress. I bathe them, I get their PJs on and read them the same goddamn bed story every night for weeks because they don't want any of the books we have. They want George the Giant. I draw with them, play games with them, know their favorite Disney princesses and favorite superheroes. As for the household, I do the laundry and load the dishwasher. I cook my own lunches and tidy up after myself. I iron, I fold and put away the laundry and pick up the toys and tidy their playroom. I hover at the weekend and take them to their kid parties. I also do all the chores that my wife won't do because I'm the man, like taking out the bins, cleaning the car, mowing the grass, and fixing anything that breaks.
So what is she doing?
It is not as explicit and laid out as that. We can say that much for sure. She is watching the kids throughout the day. I think it is unclear how much, if maybe at all, of the housework, cleaning and stuff. I just get the sense that there is still some housework left to be done at the end of the day. And she's like, I want to take off now that I've been watching the kids and like managing the house all day.
I think it just needs to be roles. I think
it just needs to be roles. We need to split stuff up.
I feel like she feels like she's doing too much, and it feels like OP feels like he's doing too much.
We need to come together and see, like, maybe there's one thing that the dad like loves doing that she hates doing.
Yeah.
Talk.
Yeah.
Talk and figure it out.
Talk to each other.
Yes. And so that was update number one was OP basically saying, I do stuff.
Yeah.
I do stuff. And now we are doing this update, which might have big juicy details. We will find out. So I arranged for the in-laws to have the kids Friday night. Me and the wife sat down and had a talk.
Good.
A long
communication.
Talk.
Let's go.
This is good. Probably one of the deepest and hardest talks we've ever had in our 18 years.
Whoa.
Do we think this is divorce or not?
I don't think so, but I feel like the sex stuff is going to come up.
That's true. Good point. Because he threw a very salty.
You feel the salty sex
mention in there.
Yeah, he's like, we never have sex.
I told her my side, that I felt overwhelmed and underappreciated, that I felt I was doing more than my fair share and that she wasn't. I told her that I could understand that while I may be doing plenty around the house and parenting, that I was guilty of letting her take the majority of the mental load, but that still doesn't excuse her behavior. I felt I was firm, but fair, and to her credit, instead of fighting back, she listened. We discussed her feelings, and she admits to not prioritizing housework and trying to make the most of her free time, and agreed that we will sit down and come up with a schedule for cleaning that we are both accountable
for. That's great. That's great.
This is what happens when you get together and make a plan
and communicate
what works well for both and figuring that out. It's beautiful. She told me some issues that I wasn't aware of that her mother had been dealing with since retiring and the passing of her father, wife's granddad. Loneliness and depression, issues relating to my sister-in-law. She's a mess and a constant headache, which is why she had been going to see her so much. Other feelings she had been having about feeling lost in kids, not having anything for herself, and some depression related to weight gain since having our second child. She has put on 40 to 50 pounds and no longer feels attractive. I told her that I still think
she's... Which is maybe the sex stuff.
Maybe. Aha! Observant. I told her that I still think she's beautiful, but she doesn't. Hence our DB. What is DB? Our...
Dead bedrooms. The sex stuff.
There
it is. Hence our dead bedroom, which means they're not doing the dirty stanky.
They're not doing the spicy sleep.
Ooh, spicy sleep. That's right. There were hurt feelings and tears from both of us. So we are going to take some steps. Number one, we have both agreed to switch out mornings and evenings. Smart. I like that. I get the kids up, breakfast, teeth, dressed, and take them to school. She does dinner, bath, bed, etc. And the next day, we swap. This gives us both some mornings and evenings free to do what we want.
That's awesome.
Two, we are both joining the gym. I, too, have put on some weight and lost some muscle since our second kid. Hopefully, this helps her with her body confidence. Three, we're also arranging with the in-laws to have babysitters once a week for us to start going on regular dates again.
Another win
idea. For context, the in-laws are our only support. I'm an orphan who has faced abuse, raised with my grandmother who has now passed. Number four, we found a cleaning schedule where you do certain chores throughout the house every day, but pick one room to deep clean every day too. Man, one room deep cleaned every day? They're spick and span over here, apparently. Mm-hmm. With me doing laundry, dishwasher, etc., things take less time. Her doing the deep cleans and general tidying. And number five and final, most importantly, she is looking at getting a part-time job so she can start helping financially, give her some income that isn't from me, and give her something to focus on outside of being a mom. All of these are great.
And I feel like that last one, it could be that she was feeling like she wanted some of her independence and identity back.
Shake it up. Have like a kind of goal to work on outside of that. I 100% understand that.
Excellent solution and like a world-class approach to some hard issues.
But same.
Oh, no.
We are not done.
No.
We are not done.
Tell me it's just okay. Tell me it's smooth sailing.
Well, as all of my wages went into the joint account, I felt like I never had any money as I didn't want to spend and there would not be enough to pay for the mortgage, et cetera, et cetera. So I never spent money and resented that she did. So OP was bringing home all the money and he's
not getting to spend any.
I don't want to, you know, go outside her bills. And of course, the wife is a mom, got all these expenditures. He was resenting her. Not good. They talked it out. Making sure that there is enough to cover direct debits, then dividing the remaining stuff into accounts for savings, personal, for each of us to have our own money that we can spend how we want, guilt-free. Love that. Number six, I'm going to pick up a hobby that gets me out of the house and commute to the office once a week. Another smart idea. One thing we discussed was that I was always at home. I didn't do anything other than work and be at home. So we didn't have a lot to talk about because I didn't go anywhere. That makes sense. It also meant that she never got any alone time at home away from me or the kids. And she felt like a nuisance being at home while I was at work. Well, we took this weekend to spend a little time together as a family. We took the kids to the park, went to a nature reserve for a picnic, and had bike rides. Adorable.
This is so cute.
This is so cute.
This is like the, I was worried with more of the story being there that it was going to go terribly, but no.
But we're not done.
No.
I don't know. I'm just saying we're not done. That's all I am saying.
Okay.
I took the kids rock climbing, followed by ice cream. It was really nice, and we both feel like a weight has been lifted. It's obviously not going to change overnight and we both need to work at it, but we both have a plan and both seem to want to put in the effort. To everyone who gave me good advice, recommended therapy, we can't afford it until she starts working, but we are looking for when she does, and commiserated with your own stories or just to say a kind word. Thank you so much. There were comments that made me cry and so much insight that I hadn't considered. Thank you. To those who clearly didn't read my post, but instead assumed I was entitled and entirely to blame because I used the word help, or that I probably didn't know my own children's birthdays and allergies, I feel sorry for you and hope that you get the help you so sorely needed. And that is the end of the story. And a great conclusion.
A great ending. A great ending. World class. This is how every problem and a relationship should be solved.
Yes. They came together. They figured out a detailed plan, really heard each other. What are the wants, needs, pain points, and crafted an awesome plan and executed.
And I also love how they like with the dead bedroom stuff, like there was a little bit, it seems like they've just been so swamped dealing with the kids that they haven't made time to actually be with each other and also take care of themselves.
Yes.
Like sometimes when you have kids, you forget that you are your own person and you also you're in a relationship. And so I think what was really cool is he ventured to understand like, why is there intimacy stuff? And it was because she wasn't feeling like great in her own body. And then also gave a potential solution that he supported her and was like, oh, I've been gaining weight too. Like, let's both go to the gym. It was like this really, I feel like a really healthy way to approach it.
Yes. I have no notes.
No notes.
OP crushed it.
No notes. But do you have any notes? Put your answers, your notes in the comments.
But Sam.
Yes, John.
Do you have some notes in the form of a story to read to me?
I do. I, 25 female, kiss my 24 female friend's boyfriend, 25 male. How can I prevent it from being weird between us?
That seems pretty hard.
Yeah. I mean, if you kiss your friend's boyfriend, you're in a world of hurt.
Yup.
I met my friend Kelly 6 years ago. Kelly is a super sweet girl. She started dating Matt 4 years ago. Matt, who is in the military full-time, switched to part-time. Honestly, I'm not sure how that works, but he's now part-time in the military while also having a full-time job, probably in the reserves or something, which led him to move to a different state. They've been long distance for the past year. Coincidentally, I got a job close to the same city as him. My friend asked him if I could stay at his place until my lease officially starts. It would be for 2 weeks from the 3rd to the 12th. Kelly asked OP if Kelly's boyfriend could stay with her.
And you could do a lot in 2 weeks.
Do a lot in 2 weeks. You can get very close.
Oh my.
Facts.
Riley's got a girlfriend.
Love.
During those few days, I started to realize that we were having an amazing conversation.
Ooh.
We engaged in playful banter. And on Sunday, I opened up to him about one of my insecurities. He provided me with reassurance and support out of nowhere.
Really?
I kissed him.
Oh!
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Out of nowhere, I kissed him? Yeah. No, that was from somewhere.
That was from somewhere. That was from within your loins. Maybe your heart, too. But yeah. He pushed me away.
Get out of here.
Which is the right thing to do.
Yes.
The right thing to do. Which
only turned me on more.
Yeah, yeah. And I went for an hour.
Oh, no.
No.
What do we got?
I apologized profusely, and he said it's okay, acknowledging that he might have given me the wrong idea. He made it clear that he loves Kelly and would never cheat on her. Really quick. Pause. Should he tell his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And plus, it's okay. They've been together for 4 years.
Yeah. You got it. I didn't say this, but I momentarily lost control as if a ghost possessed me for 5 seconds. Since then, he has been avoiding me. Probably smart.
Yeah.
Mainly staying in his room after work, right? They're living together. Before Sunday, we used to hang out and do things together. He would show me the city and recommend good places to eat, but now it's like nothing. Well, obviously, you kissed him and he has a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't think he's told Kelly yet, but I'm wondering how I can prevent things from being awkward between us. I don't think he will tell Kelly, which he should.
Yes.
I think. TLDR has become awkward between my friend's boyfriend after I kissed him. So, really quick, everyone, should the boyfriend tell Kelly?
Okay.
Yes. What do you got, Riley?
Yes.
Argue with me.
The only thing, though, is that OP will then be homeless because they will try to evict her from there. And
that's true.
I understand everything, but I don't know OP's background. Like, didn't she say, like, she didn't grow up super hot? Or was that the last story?
That was the last story.
Okay.
Well, cool. Also, this is only for, like, 2 weeks, right?
Oh, yeah.
I can handle being homeless for a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They need to tell him.
I think the boyfriend should immediately tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my only devil's advocate I have there. He should tell.
Yeah. All right. Should OP tell her friend immediately?
I think you maybe.
Boyfriend needs to say it.
I would
say it first.
Yeah. I would be assuming and thinking that the boyfriend tells it. But if the boyfriend never does, do you
tell?
You go to the boyfriend.
You go to the boyfriend.
And you say, like, hey, I noticed that you haven't told her yet. And I feel
should we make
like,
it again?
Yeah. And I feel like you freaking love me.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tricky one.
Yeah. But we got some relevant comments.
Ooh.
He's not going to interact with you more because he's probably scared shitless that you'll tell his girlfriend and that she'll assume it's more than it actually was. You really put him in a shitty spot. OP, should I talk to him and reassure him I won't say anything?
Yo, actually...
The person responds, no, because that doesn't mean anything. The best thing you could do is confess to his girlfriend. But even then, at this point, if he didn't tell her, then she's going to be in a tornado of emotions. OP responds, yeah, and I don't want to hurt Kelly. I've already done enough damage. Telling her would only make it worse. And the commenter says, I think some distance from both of them for a long time would benefit everyone. And then OP says, I agree. Thankfully, I'm moving into my own place on the 12th. So it's coming around the corner.
Here we go.
One more thing. I think he's actually doing the right thing. He had an opportunity and chose to respect his girlfriend. And now he's trying to keep contact with you at a minimum. So not to risk escalating again. Sounds like a good guy. He sounds like a good guy.
Yes.
Feel like he should also tell the girlfriend.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. But it could also just go poorly for everyone. OP, I agree. The only thing I wish he did differently is to communicate where he stands and whether he will tell Kelly. I have no idea if he's going to inform her or not. I hope he does.
If he doesn't tell her, then Matt has feelings for OP, and that's dangerous. Because she showed him the city. She showed him the city.
She
was there emotionally.
He was just trying to be good friends with his girlfriend.
Yeah, I think there is a world where he doesn't tell her because he's like, I don't want to ruin their friendship. It could be a whole thing of misconstrued. Again, I definitely think he should tell her, but I could see a world where he has logic of not wanting to tell her, while also not having feelings or wanting to get with OP.
It's just a possibility that he may have feelings for her if he doesn't tell his girlfriend.
It's possible, potentially.
They've been together for four years.
We have an update. I haven't talked to my friend's boyfriend, Matt, in about a month now. We both live in the same city, but he ignores all my texts. Good on him. I have given him space, but it's just weird to live in the same city and not say anything. Stop trying to go after this girl's boyfriend.
Stop it.
And then a commenter says, it isn't weird to live in the same city and not say anything. It's only weird if you make it weirder. You just want an excuse to talk to him. Stop texting him. It's inappropriate. OP responds, even my friend said she doesn't know why he's been avoiding me. He He doesn't know about the incident, but I've apologized. And he said, water under the bridge. Then another commenter says, best advice, read your last post. Not sure why you think he'd interact with you after that. Opie says, I didn't mean for that post to still be up, but we resolved it. I apologized to him. And he said, water under the bridge. Then another commenter said, trying to hide what you did so you would get more sympathy this time. You're an awful friend. Leave them alone. Opie says, no, it's just we resolved it. And then finally, another commenter said, just because people accept your apology doesn't mean they will have that same relationship or impression of you before the situation happened. And Opie says, even with that being the case, we don't need to hang out. But the last text I sent them is, hey, sorry to bother you. Do you know any good lounges around?
The emoji. The emoji.
What's the emoji?
There's a little smiley emoji.
It's a blushing emoji.
What's the harm on giving me suggestions? Bro, stop going after your friend's boyfriend.
Just leave. Go to this little thing called Google.
Go to therapy, bro. Yeah,
seriously. Ask your therapist about some good lounges.
So whack. She's aggressively hitting on her friend's boyfriend.
Yeah, it's
just, and kissed him.
I feel like she might be a blissful, unaware idiot that she's like, oh, I'm just asking about lounges.
I don't think so. No, she kissed him. She kissed him.
She did. No. Kissed him. She knows she likes him, but is there a world where she's like, oh, I'm just asking about lounges? Like, her subconscious is flirting with him, but she's like, oh no, it's okay.
Yeah.
Not realizing that she's an idiot and still.
Well, she's obviously not in control of anything she does because she's just like, something took over my body.
I was possessed. No. Nope.
A-hole.
Shake A-hole. That head.
A-hole.
A-hole.
A-hole. A-hole. A-hole.
Yeah.
But if you love us, make sure to subscribe.
We love you.
And see you tomorrow. This is an episode from Deep Within the Archives.
Time for OKOP Rewind. Is my friend the a-hole for reporting a cheating group board member to the school board?
Oh boy. I mean, hey, cheaters never prosper, but snitches get stitches.
Ooh, that is true. But you know what our great community gets when they post in our subreddit, Sam?
What do they get?
They get their story read on the show.
Hey, oh,
that's right.
Reading your story. So please submit it to r/OKOP show on Reddit. We collect them like every session and we read a bunch that we really like. And we're trying to get people more involved in the community. So these are all handpicked from there.
Absolutely. And this one comes from Illustrious Pool 3850.
Great name.
Excited. So let's get into it.
Illustrious Pool.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I saw your video about the group project thing on TikTok. Hell yeah, you did.
Let's go, baby.
And I wanted to share my story. Back in college, I was really having a hard time mentally. So I had attempted suicide more than once. Very sorry to hear that, OP. I was going through a lot. I was in my final year and failed the previous year, so I was focused on finishing school and getting out of there. Before I continue, I must mention I was studying architecture. Okay. So finally, your project comes around and they put us in groups of 5 to do a research paper on any topic of our choice. We decided on one. I can't remember what. We split responsibilities. I was in charge of the deep dive and source materials for the project. I attended meetings with this bitch. Who is our group leader?
Did Opie say that?
Yeah, oh she did. God. Bitch.
Bitch.
Come on. And constantly helped in editing the paper and took it seriously. Unknown to me, this girl would go behind our backs and lie to the lecturer saying that we weren't contributing and that she did all the work.
Yo.
Wow.
What an asshole.
All the while, we had no idea why the lecturer / supervisor didn't want to see any of us. I found it very sus.
It is sus.
Very sus.
So sus.
So myself and the other group members decided to drop in on the lecture unannounced behind this girl's back. Then we found out the truth. She had been lying that we did nothing. Even cried to the lecturer about how she was so stressed out, quote unquote.
Yo, switch your degree from architecture to theater. Because
seriously,
kid, you got a future if you can
You're going to win an Oscar with that shit.
Yeah.
The lecturer then went ahead to ask for proof that we'd been helping. Thankfully, I had a catalog of all the work I'd done and all the research backed up on my computer. I showed it to her, the lecturer, and she was shocked to say the least. She called for our group leader and was pissed as fuck.
Yeah.
At this time, it was too late to join another group, and the lecturer had previously told the board that we didn't contribute, resulting in an automatic fail.
No.
Wow. That's so shitty.
How does that make sense?
Yeah. We had to plead and beg. So stupid. They Dude, did
sometimes
the
bureaucracy of the freaking school system is dumb as hell.
So dumb. So the lecturer told each one of us to pick a new topic and write a project in 2 freaking weeks. Jeez.
Fast.
This is a project that spanned the entire term slash semester. I was mad as fuck because this girl wasn't punished. She was a straight A student and a lot of people didn't like her. I just
sound like she sucks.
She does. She sounds like, as OP said, a bitch. I just didn't know why until now. When we left the lecturer's office, I accosted her in front of the whole class. Ooh, and cursed her the fuck out, baby.
You tell her.
The whole class was surprised to see me yell because I'm always the quiet one. She started crying and I cursed her out some more and then walked out.
Big dog on campus.
Let her know, Ophi. I had 2 weeks to complete a project that was about 60% of my final year in school.
Yike.
Damn. Over the next 2 weeks, my diet was sugar and coffee. Maybe not the best diet, but that's okay.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Got to do what you got to do. I barely slept, but finished the project in time. Presentation day. My supervisor and some external lecturers were scrutinizing my job. It's called the jury. Divided into 2 parts, the written research and the drawing. Anyways, I did so well, but the external judges couldn't help but notice I was swaying, had red eyes, bags under my eyelids. So they asked what happened. I explained the whole thing. Soon after, I passed out and woke up in the hospital days later.
Wow.
My God.
He is dedicated to this freaking academic career.
I hate schools.
Yeah,
they do this
screw
dumb shit.
School.
Turns out I was incredibly stressed, severely dehydrated, and had high blood pressure. My goodness, poor OP. All of these were obviously not helping with my already existing health issues. The entire time I was in the hospital, the school board called the girl in for punishment. Evil monster face emoji.
I like that.
Yeah. And karma. Sweet, sweet karma hit, baby. They failed the girl, practically killing her straight A record. She had to repeat the whole year. More people came out and spoke about how she used people like this to get her perfect record.
Yo.
They're like me tooing her for like school.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Her whole legacy is crumbling.
As for me, they marked me up. This practically increased my CGPA up a whole class.
Sweet.
I saw her a few years ago and she tried to apologize. Turns out she never really gained any knowledge from school and she's currently struggling to relearn all of the things she stole.
Yeah, what are those A's useful for if you can't get a job?
You know, she needs a job.
She needs a job. She needs a job.
There you go.
But hey, OP, it seems like you serve some justice.
Yeah, you know, we need Sam.
We need some more stories from the OK gang, baby.
Yeah,
so
we do.
Go over to our subreddit, r/OKOPshow, and submit your stories.
Make it happen.
I've been looking for your sorry ass for years, partner.
Finally we meet. What's the bounty on me these days?
Last poster I saw was 5 stars on Spotify.
Ooh-wee, you think you can take me alone? I'm the fastest gun in the West. You're a dead man walking.
Oh, I know you're tough. I know you're fast, but you forgot about one thing.
Oh yeah, what's that, you snakeskin scoundrel?
Hear that noise? That's the OK gang about to assault your body with precision 5-star reviews.
My only weakness.
You, the one listening, fire those thumbs right towards this son of a bitch and get us to 5 stars.